Live from NPR News, I'm Barbara Klein. President Biden is welcoming the House of Representatives' approval of his COVID relief package, and he's calling on the U.S. Senate to act fast. As NPR's Tamara Keith reports, the measure passed the House in the early hours of this morning.
The massive relief package passed with no Republican votes. All but two Democrats voted yes.
And with their vote, we're one step closer to vaccinating the nation. We are one step closer to putting $1,400 in the pockets of Americans. We're one step closer to extending unemployment benefits for millions of Americans who are shortly going to lose them.
And as it heads to the Senate, where Democrats hold the narrowest possible majority, Biden had this message.
We have no time to waste.
The House bill would raise the minimum wage to $15 an hour, but the Senate parliamentarian has concluded that provision doesn't comply with Senate procedure, so it will have to come out. Biden didn't mention the minimum wage in his brief remarks. Tamara Keith, NPR News.
The FDA is expected to grant Johnson & Johnson's COVID-19 vaccine emergency use authorization as soon as today. One dose has been shown to be 66% effective. FDA advisor Dr. Paul Offit says of the Children's Hospital of Philadelphia, a second dose may be more effective.
I think we'll probably know that by the second half of this year, in which case then one could get a booster dose. But this certainly provides protection against what you care about, which is hospitalization, ICU admission, and death. It's virtually 100% effective at doing that.
An FDA advisory panel unanimously approved emergency authorization for the Johnson & Johnson vaccine yesterday. Warming centers and water distribution sites in Texas are still busy this weekend, 2 weeks after a devastating winter storm first started slamming the state. And tens of thousands of residents are dealing with pipe and home repairs. As Houston Public Media's Elizabeth Troval reports, they're relying on help from a workforce that includes a large share of immigrants.
In the Houston metro area, about half of construction workers and a third of plumbers are foreign-born. These workers are in high demand as homeowners and landlords scramble to fix pipes and home damage caused by the winter storm. Demand is so high, plumbers are even coming in from out of state to help with the repairs. Many Houstonians are still without running water due to burst pipes. Though these immigrant workers are essential to storm recovery in Houston, many come from communities that tend to be disproportionately impacted by catastrophic events. A Rice University survey found nearly two-thirds of Hispanic immigrants in Houston could not come up with $400 to pay for an emergency expense. I'm Elizabeth Troval in Houston.
This is NPR News. Nigerian officials say 42 people kidnapped from a school 2 weeks ago have now been freed, including 27 students. The announcement of the release comes a day after police said 317 girls were abducted from a boarding school elsewhere in northern Nigeria. States are preparing for far less time to tackle redistricting now that the release of the 2020 census has been postponed from April to September. The delay is also having an impact on municipal elections, including some in North Carolina, as Jeff Tabiri of member station WUNC reports.
North Carolina's biggest cities are supposed to hold elections in 2021. But without new population figures necessary to draw districts that ensure equal representation, municipalities have been in a holding pattern. This week, the state elections director recommended pushing back mayoral, city council, and school board elections until 2022. North Carolina is the first state in the nation to signal delayed elections due to late census figures. Potential referenda questions, such as a multi-billion-dollar transportation initiative in Charlotte, would also be postponed. For NPR News, I'm Jeff Tabiri in Raleigh, North Carolina.
Archaeologists in Italy say they've unearthed an intact ceremonial chariot near Pompeii. It was found in the ruins of a settlement parked in the portico of a stable. Experts say it was used during festivities almost 2,000 years ago. I'm Barbara Klein, NPR News.